From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The state is recommending that Green Mountain Power be fined up to $50,000 for violating noise levels last winter at its Lowell Mountain Wind project. The Public Service Board will hold a hearing tomorrow on whether it should sanction GMP for the violations. Jeffrey Commons is the lead lawyer for the state agency that represents consumers. He says additional monitoring could also be useful.
In our testimony, we did suggest that if a penalty is assessed against Green Mountain Power for the violations that have been found, it might be in the public interest for that money to go toward increased monitoring at the site.
For their part, GMP says the sound violations were an unfortunate blemish in an otherwise near-perfect record, and Vice President Robert Dostis says fines aren't necessary.
99.9% of the time we were in compliance. Obviously, we're doing a very good job. It is a new plant, and we're learning as we go along. We are committed to 100% compliance. We have put in place practices that will help assure us to get there.
GMP said in testimony filed with the Public Service Board that it did not anticipate the impact that snow accumulating on the turbine blades would have on sound levels, but some neighbors of the Lowell project say noise levels have been high even in summer months, and the utility should be fined. The Vermont National Guard says furloughs without pay for about 500 employees will be ending earlier than originally anticipated. The Vermont Guard says its employees will have furlough days reduced by the Department of Defense from 11 to 6. Vermont Guard spokesman Captain Christopher Gookin said Tuesday the affected employees in Vermont have already taken 5 furlough days and will have to take one more. A Vermont sex offender who has struggled to find a home since his release from prison has found a place to live now in Hyde Park. The Vermont Sex Offender Registry says 53-year-old Timothy Zod has moved to an undisclosed location in Hyde Park. Lamoille County Sheriff Roger Marcoux tells the Burlington Free Press he plans to meet with Zod on Wednesday, along with a clergyman working with Zod and the unidentified Hyde Park homeowner. Marcoux says the house where Zod is staying is not in the village near the elementary school. Zod is considered a high-risk sex offender. He was released from prison last month after completing his sentence. And federal prosecutors say a hearing on a Vermont death penalty case should be open to the public, but attorneys for Donald Fell have asked to have the hearing closed. The Burlington Free Press reports Fell's lawyers say a closed hearing would allow 3 jurors to speak more freely about allegations they acted improperly during Fell's 2005 trial. Fell was found guilty of kidnapping and killing a supermarket employee as she arrived for work in the year 2000. The eye in the sky for today, partly cloudy east of the Green Mountains, partly cloudy west of the Greens, and highs today in the 70s. We'll have a comprehensive look at the eye in the sky forecast at the end of the hour. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.